The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
As mass starvation and malnutrition continues to engulf Gaza, medical professionals on the ground are struggling to keep people alive due to the lack of aid and medical supplies. And both are in dangerously low supply, even with the airdrops from the Gulf states and some trickle of aid being allowed in by truck by the Israeli Defense Forces when they pause for a short while their activities. Now, one country which knows the tragedy facing medics when they can't access proper supplies is Ukraine, as they continue to deal with the ongoing Russian invasion. The donation of second-hand medical supplies like crutches and wheelchairs are crucial to those on the front line. I have two people with me in studio, both who have been doing fantastic work in trying to alleviate the difficulties in war zones. Andy Kenny, co-founder of Mishnok, and Luba Healy, the founder of Love Ukraine Benefit Alliance. Both have been working to deliver crucial assistance to Ukraine since the war started. So thank you both for joining us. Luba, you've been on the program before many times. What is the latest on your current humanitarian efforts?
Thank you, Pat, for having me again. It's a privilege to be here. Updates. I have so much to tell you, and I don't know where to start. But I start from the vehicles that went out this week, being paid by Love Ukraine Benefit Alliance. We sending them by transport. This time we couldn't go ourselves to drive to Ukraine. You know that since my grandmother passed away last year, it was quite emotional and difficult to come back myself, but I never stopped working. And people who working in our little charity, I would say, I always call little charity, never stopped working and working hard. So this time around, we sent two Jeeps and the car full with humanitarian aid. And it's batteries, it's laptops, it's nappies, it's crutches, it's wheelchairs, and we inundated with people who begging for them.
It's extraordinary because Ukraine sometimes gets forgotten in the context of what we're seeing in Gaza. But, you know, you imagine that somehow supply chains are up and running in Ukraine and people have everything they need. That is not so.
No, exactly, Pat. Ukraine been forgotten because of Gaza, and I'm my heart with people in Gaza, because I know again and again, I want to say I'm a very strong woman, but anytime I look the news and know people from Gaza, I cry, because war shouldn't be more regulated, I would say. You can't use children to fight the war. So Ukraine been forgotten, and we battle in small little doses, people like myself and Andy and many of them, in little bits, we try to get that most needed aid to Ukraine. You can't imagine how a pack of nappies needed in every hospital. It's not even... I don't want to get emotional. As I said, I'm a strong woman, but every little help, it's really important at the moment.
I'm just wondering to what extent the supply chains can work. You know, you've got, unlike in Gaza, where it's completely cordoned off by Israel,
yes,
there's no access either by sea or by land.
Yeah.
You've got the checkpoints, you've got the IDF. You've got a border with Poland, and there is access across that border. Can people not deliver aid that way?
Absolutely, they can. This time around, we send the vehicles full of humanitarian aid. And if anybody wants to help in any way, please contact me. I can guide you through it. But what we did is we sent them to the border. And as you know, men can leave Ukraine from 18 to 64. So mostly women or soldiers or people who can drive.
So they have to meet you at the border,
yes,
and take everything on from there.
What they do is they cross the border in Poland, take the vehicles and drive them through.
Now, Andy, you are doing that too, you're bringing aid to Ukraine. It's not without its dangers.
No, no. We're a little bit different. We typically send trucks, so an articulated truck holds probably average of 11,000 kilos. Last year we sent 41 trucks. This year, due to losing our logistics sponsor, we've only sent 7, I think. I actually want to thank one of your listeners. The last time I was on in May, Step Forward, and she basically ordered a truck for us, and we were able to send it over a couple of weeks ago to Ukraine.
Now, what are you sending over in your trucks?
We're sending, at the minute, a lot of body bags. We're sending mostly gym equipment at the minute and rehab equipment, lots of adult incontinence wear,
This is the product of the war. People yes. so badly hurt. They yes. need gym equipment for rehabilitation and continence because they're destroyed by what happened.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of issues to the bladder and stomach and so on. But there's also the elderly have kind of been forgotten. They're the last on the list to get care, I suppose, which is very tough when you visit. I've visited the facilities and they didn't want me to go on the wards, but I insisted. And obviously you can imagine I found out that an elderly person gets allocated one nappy per day.
Now, the dangers to the people who do the driving, it is now demonstrated how dangerous that can be.
Yeah, again, the last time I was on your show at the exact same time we were chatting, one of our drivers, David from Fermanagh, was involved in a serious crash and a lady in another vehicle sadly was killed instantly. He's okay, thankfully. The truck was destroyed, obviously. But it just goes to show the dangers of, delivering aid in a war zone.
Yeah. And then when you deliver aid, it's not necessarily immune from Russian attention.
Definitely not. It was one of their biggest targets. And unfortunately, again, there was a warehouse in Kyiv that another organization in Ireland sent over a truck full of aid from the people of Ireland. And the Russians waited until it was unloaded and then they hit the warehouse with two huge Shahed drones. These things are absolutely enormous.
So this is completely cynical on the part of Russia.
Yeah.
Because this is not going to help the war effort. It's simply to help the rehabilitation.
Exactly, exactly. And it's like the Blitz in London in World War II. They're targeting the civilians to try and break the civilians. They don't know Ukrainians that well. That would have the opposite effect.
Now, your logistics sponsor, who was a great help, obviously that was withdrawn because of Trump, basically, because American companies and international companies don't want to offend the great bully Trump. And therefore, they will, when Trump was against Ukraine, they have to be against Ukraine. Now that Trump has kind of swung the other way, does it mean that the logistic company might swing back in and help you?
You never know. We're not 100% sure why it was dropped, but it was timing was let's say coincidental. I would question Trump's commitment to Ukraine and his 50-day deadline or whatever he's got, his latest chicken out of things. I don't see him following through on anything. He'll kick it down the road.
Libby, you're nodding in agreement.
Well, I hope that one day we can sit together here and say, this is over. And now we have to reflect, heal and help in another way. And I don't want to go political, but I would love to see that word, what Mr. Trump said. I finished the war next day. I really looking forward to that day so much because, as you can see, it's really hard for all of us scraping on the bottom of the barrel and deliver that to Ukraine. With, as Andy said, transport, it's a big issue. And people of Ireland, again and again, I have to bow to everyone who knocked on my door, delivered yesterday bags of aid, and they packed. They're ready to go again, and we will never stop. we will never stop.
So, you know, people repurposing stuff. We talked before on the program about crutches, about wheelchairs. Are we able to recycle those things for the war zone?
Once they're clean and, you know, we give them a quick once over, we say if it's dusty, not rusty, we can typically accept vast majority
of things. You don't want people's rubbish, in other words.
Exactly, yeah.
And how do people get in touch with you, Andy?
If you go onto our website, mishnockukraine.com, M-I-S-N-E-A-C-H.
Which means courage.
Courage in Irish, yeah. They can send an email to I look after emails. It might take me a while to get back, but I try and get back to everyone as quick as I can.
And Luba, how do people contact you?
The same for me. My phone number, everybody can call. It's 087-97-321-98. Again, it's 087-97-321-98. Everybody can contact me. I have a mail address, lubaeugene@gmail.com. A lot of people know us. I recently changed my jobs and I work in a fantastic company called Turmec that's set in Rathcarn, Gaeltacht area. You can reach me there as well. I ask their permission if anybody can reach out through the Turmec again.
How do you spell that?
It's T-U-R-M-E-C. It's designing and manufacturing. People in that company, absolutely marvelous. They design, manufacture and provide equipment for recycled plants. So good for the planet.
T-U-R-M-E-C, Turmec.
Yes.
You can find Luba in many places.
Luba,
it's fantastic work you're doing. And Andy, great work for you. And hopefully these wars, the two of them, preoccupying wars.
All wars end someday.
Thank you both very much
for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.